service.
Outlook. Introduced by John Tidmarsh.
Hello and welcome to Outlook. Ian Smith, he wasn't there for the celebrations, but what does he think of the future for Zimbabwe? The memories of the man who led the break-in at Watergate, and later in the programme we'll be talking to the darling of Covent Garden, Kili Tikanoa.
Hello and welcome. In Outlook today, our guest is... Well, actually, it's me, John Tidmarsh, and I'm going to be interviewed by Frederick Dove, who's sitting opposite me. So here, incidentally, are the questions.
Ah, thank you.
Start at the top, up here, see, and you work your way down.
That's how you do it.
I'd like to be helpful.
Right. Okay.
It's all yours.
Right, well, John, I guess I'll have to follow the outline here. And the first one looks quite controversial, so I will start with that. 32 years ago, John, 1966, Outlook first went on air. Tell us a bit about that time.
Well, don't ask me what was in the first programme, because I haven't the least idea, but this was to be a completely new programme. It was going to be 40 minutes live, twice a day, and a recording that went out in the middle of the night to the Caribbean. And it was to include, first of all, the top news stories of the day, two or three of them looking at the background to events. It was live because if things happened while we were on the air, people would be shoved into the studio for the presenters, me, Colin Hamilton, who was one of the first presenters, and Bob Reid to interview live. So that was the first ingredient. Then we were to have magazine material from all over the world, all mixed in with this, and celebrity interviews whenever we could. People said at the time, oh, I said, that'll never work. You can't mix all that up together. It won't last 6 months.
32 years on and counting.
Yeah.
That explains why Outlook, but why you?
Why me? Well, I had been working for, well, we won't go into how many years, but I've been working quite a long time in news and current affairs in domestic radio and television. I'd also been around the world a bit on various foreign assignments, India a couple of times. I'd been at the United Nations in New York. And I'd recently been in Vietnam for 2 months. Rather worried that they might be trying to tell me something. They thought I was the sort of person they could shove people in the studio and I'd know what to ask.
32 years as the presenter, the main presenter of Outlook. Has it been good fun?
Oh, it's been absolutely tremendous. I mean, people often ask me why have I stayed with World Service all this time. It's either due to a total lack of ambition...
You've reached the top, John. Yeah. There is no place higher, surely.
You really? Well, this is one of the best jobs in radio. It's absolutely tremendous. I've had a roaring time for 32 years. And also, I'm particularly devoted to BBC World Service. And if you want to know why, I will tell you about a lady I met in Prague. When communism was collapsing in the East, we set off to do 5 programmes through Eastern Europe. But when we got to Prague, I met this lady, Mrs. Dachimova, I think her name is, and she spoke wonderful English, and we walked together through Wenceslas Square. She said, I'd just like to say thank you to the BBC for all that you did for us for 40 years. We couldn't believe anything we heard on our radio, saw on our television, read in our newspapers, but you told us what was actually going on in the world, and you gave us hope that one day things would change.
Outlook's founder-presenter, John Tidmarsh.
Outlook. Introduced by Colin Hamilton.
Thank you. Traditionally, this is the time when we take a backwards look at the old year. So perhaps you'll join us in remembering some of the highlights of 1986 on Outlook, during which we gave in quite frequently to that urge to wander.
Reykjavik, the capital of Iceland, where all is now set.
Hello, and welcome to Jerusalem. And from here, there's a wonderful view of the church.
Hello, and welcome to Outlook, and Carnival Week in Rio de Janeiro. Of all the cities in the world, this is where national...
Karibuni wa sekelezaji. Welcome to Kenya, one of Africa's fairest and most fortunate...
You know, I can think of no more agreeable way of inviting you to join me in Antigua than sitting here...
Reminders that we strayed on many occasions from the cosy fastness of our Outlook studios in Bush House.
Hello, and welcome to the spooky world of Outlook.
The ghost was in the centre of us, in the middle, and it was just a black outline... shape of a man, man's head and man's shoulders, but there was no bottom half to it, just a black shape in the middle of the freezer, and then it just disappeared.
Tales of the supernatural. We go ghost hunting in Cambridge. Sexual harassment, loveless marriages and unfaithful husbands. A special counselling hotline has been set up to help the young women of China. And Russia's musical treasure trove, banned under communism, soon to be heard for the first time in the West, and it's sublime.
This is Outlook on the BBC World Service. I'm Frederick Dove. Stevie Wonder got so excited at the birth of a new child, he just had to sing about it. And no doubt Bill Clinton would also be excited at the birth of a new child. But would he take paternity leave?
You know, for me, even though presidents have a very hard schedule, you know, we keep very long hours, you have some more flexibility with your time because we live above the store, so to speak. So I wouldn't have the same burdens if we were having a baby. I could spend a lot of time with the baby and still work and work it out.
This is Outlook on the BBC World Service. I'm Heather Payton. Today, how a top BBC man whose only disguise was a baseball cap evaded detection in Zimbabwe to report on a likely challenge to President Mugabe. Also coming up, the market fire in Calcutta that burned for more than 4 days. We'll be asking who's to blame. And the Egyptian island dwellers whose home could be changed forever.
The 9th of April 2003, and the moment more than any other that symbolised the literal downfall of Saddam when his statue in Baghdad's main square was torn down.
They're paving their fists in the air, they're chanting death to Saddam.
For many Iraqis, the days shortly after the overthrow of Saddam were a time of optimism, of hope for a new democratic and prosperous country.
This is the BBC World Service. I'm Caroline Wyatt. Today on Outlook, we'll be talking to an American who weighs 200 kilos and has travelled to Britain to warn youngsters of the perils of obesity.
Hello and welcome to Outlook from the BBC World Service. I'm Lucy Ash. On today's programme, many Kenyans are too scared to tell international prosecutors what they saw during Kenya's post-election violence 2 years ago. But we speak to one man determined to speak out, whatever the consequences. Also in the programme, from golden boy to public hate figure, a man looks back at his years as a teenage dot-com millionaire.
Hello, Matthew Bannister here, and we're getting ready for a very special live one-hour edition of Outlook. We've joined our colleagues in the tent in the courtyard of Bush House to bring you the extraordinary personal stories of some World Service staff. We'll hear from the Egyptian journalist who was arrested in Tahrir Square, the Russian presenter whose fans brought the airport to a standstill when he returned from exile, the Sri Lankan editor who travelled across his country trying to track down a boy with a violin, and the Afghan producer who was a child witness to the assassination of her country's president. From Sierra Leone, we'll hear about the pressures and pain of covering a bloody civil war from afar. On the lighter side, one of our guests will tell us how she became a cartoon rabbit, another worked as a sleepy night porter, and a third fell in love with her husband's handwriting. That's Outlook on the BBC World Service, coming live from a tent after the news.
You've been listening to Outlook. Thank you very much for joining us. For the moment, from me, John Tidmarsh, goodbye.